do have some guests in the studio this morning, and joining us from the Tioga County Veterans Service Office, good morning to Director Dennis Mullen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? Here.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. And with him is Tioga Veterans Services Officer James Hoover. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Welcome to the WEBO studio. Your first time here, right?
It is.
We'll try to play nice for the first time. Right, Dennis knows better.
I know better.
He knows better, but we'll take it easy on you the first time. You've been through harder stuff than this, I suspect. So,
a little bit,
yeah. So, at any rate, Tioga County Veterans Services Office. A lot of the veterans know about it. Some don't, and it isn't just veterans who need to know about it. It is the entire community. So, before we get into a bunch of great events that you guys have planned for this month, let's start by talking about Tioga County Veterans Service Agency and what you guys do there.
Well, our main focus is to help veterans get benefits that they deserve through, through the VA, and you know, New York State has some benefits that are specific to New York State veterans. But what we really do is try to bring awareness to the military community in Tioga County, and awareness that we exist. Since 1945, New York State has required every county to have a veteran service agency.
Excellent.
We've been here since then. I took over last May after Mike Middaugh took a job with the state. And since then, we've been focusing on our outreach events, bringing veterans into the office so we can help them get the benefits that they deserve through the VA.
So the office, you know, office hours, day in, day out, that's getting the benefits out there, right? And then the overtime project is getting the veterans to come into the office during the week, right?
That seems to be the thing. One of my favorite sayings is veterans are a hard nut to crack.
Yeah.
They, you know, many times we'll be at an event and we'll be talking to a veteran and he's got a very strong claim for compensation disability. And they're like, well, give that to somebody else who deserves it. And I kind of explained to them, that's not how it works. You're only denying yourself the benefit. Retorts back to him is, so when are you going to give me your Social Security check? Well, I'm not. I earned that. You've earned these veterans benefits also. When you serve in the U.S. military, and you've earned those benefits. And one of the things that we've been really focusing on is explaining what the definition of veteran is. DOD's definition of a veteran is not the same as the VA's. The VA... whenever time someone who has served in the military comes into a veteran service agency and we do a claim, if they don't have an honorable discharge, the VA does what's called a COD, a condition of discharge investigation, because you get a lot of vets who've had a traumatic situation while in the military. And prior to that event, they were a, you know, stellar service member, mm-hmm. and something, you know, traumatic has happened, and that led to, you know, poor decisions and a less than honorable discharge for whatever it was. As long as it's not a bad conduct discharge for, you know, felony reasons, we're willing to sit down and talk to any vet, mm-hmm. about, you know, what's going on, and even assist them if we can to get them an upgrade on their discharge.
So there's help potentially available.
There's always help available. Yeah.
Talk to us about some of the benefits that are received as a veteran.
Well, some of the benefits received as a veteran that are not, people don't realize, is one is the educational benefits. Since 2001, after the 9/11 GI Bill, if it's the veteran doesn't use the benefit, they can transfer it to their child now. And use that to help mitigate some of the costs of their child's education. That's one of the fantastic benefits that's come into play. You know, most guys of my ilk, Gulf War era, it was the new GI Bill and all these other the other plans that required you to pay in and stuff. The new GI Bill after 2001 is way more generous, and it's also transferable, which is a very big benefit to families. The other thing is there's vocational rehab benefits for veterans who have suffered a traumatic disability, and the ability to get them the training they need to be gainfully employed and maybe a new career field. The other benefits that are available, the ones that most people don't think about, is if we get a veteran that is service connected and they pass away, or it's one of the contributing factors of the veterans dying, the surviving spouse rates what's called DIC, death indemnity compensation. It's a payment to the surviving spouse for the rest of their life, which is about $1,800 a month now, and it's tax-free. And the surviving spouse also rates what's called CHAMP VA, which is health insurance through the VA, where the spouse can use the VA services. And the big savings is with prescriptions. The prescription cost in Medicare can be very high, mm-hmm. but if they rate CHAMP VA, there is no prescription cost for the surviving spouse. They can get their prescriptions through the VA at no cost. So there's tremendous benefits there. And of course, the main benefit is a disability compensation, which is veterans who have had a injury or exposed to a toxic exposure while in the military, puts together a claim, which we help them do, and helps them get compensation through the VA, anywhere from 0% service connected all the way up to 100% total, permanent in total. And of course, one of the biggest benefits are now is that anybody who is permanent in total, 100%, and a specific area called TDIU, total disability, individual unemployability, they now, if the local taxing authority passes it, that's the big if the local authority passes it, they can get up to 100% relief on their property tax. I know the town of Tioga has passed that, and we've been helping some veterans provide the town of Tioga with appropriate paperwork to prove that they are 100% permanent and totally disabled, which is a tremendous benefit to the veterans who have given so much and suffer even today.
To not have to further worry about paying property taxes.
And that is also transferable to the surviving spouse.
Also incredible.
Yeah.
So. You've already filled my brain with a whole lot of things. Probably 75% of what you just said, I did not know before you came on the radio this morning. We've been doing these interviews for a long time, and I know a lot of things about how stuff works around the county.
Right.
I'm not a veteran, but that's a lot of new information for me. I can imagine it's a lot of new information for people who have not come anywhere near it. So there are veterans who may have some awareness that you're out there. There are spouses that may have a little bit less awareness that you're out there. And there may be family members who are helping veterans or have veterans in the family who have no idea about this at all. And so this is valuable information for them. The one thing you didn't say that is overwhelmingly clear to me is that whatever's going on, if you are a veteran, you need to get into the office to see what you could be eligible for, because these guys are the experts on what's going on and how the system works and where you would fall into play and in which columns and categories would apply to you.
That couldn't said that better myself. It's, we got to sit down and have a conversation. That's where it comes down to. And one of the big pushes is military community, because have you ever served in the armed forces of the United States? That's the question we ask. Not that whether you're a veteran or not, because we have many veterans who say, well, I'm not a veteran. I didn't serve in a time of war, or I don't get benefits. I didn't receive an injury in combat. That is a misnomer.
You served.
Yeah, you served. You know, like Army National Guard and Air National Guard, technically under the VA, they are not considered veterans. But if they serve under federal orders for 90 days or complete that term of the orders, they are a veteran. So there's many of our reservists who are like, well, you know, reservists aren't really considered veterans unless they stay 20 years. They know some of the rules. That's not the case. And New York State does not differ or between active duty and reserve service. So there are New York State benefits that are available to them, even if they serve in the National Guard, Air National Guard, or one of the reserve components, Marine Corps Reserve, what you have all the branches of service have a reserve component. But if you were in the military, you have questions, we have answers. And if we don't know, we will find out for you.
And that's the other big thing, too, is figuring it out. I don't want to oversimplify it or undermine the service that has been put into play here. But let's think of it like this. You've got a ticket in your pocket, and it's got some numbers on it. And it might be a lot of winning numbers or a few winning numbers or no winning numbers, but it's got value to you and only you. And it's like keeping it in your pocket and not cashing it in.
That's absolutely correct. I can't, once again, you're putting it better than I could myself. It's, and the family members are a big part of this. When we, on our outreach events, a lot of times we'll be talking to a vet and their spouse is there. And it's usually the wife. I turn to talk to the wife because she knows. She's telling us the truth about the hearing loss, about the other issues that are going on. And because, once again, the military mindset very much, you leave with the military is rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all right. Give it to someone who deserves it. But then you start saying, well, how's your hearing? Oh, I'm okay. And you look at the wife, he goes, he's deaf. Well, yeah. I will tell you that the VA, the one thing I will praise the VA on is their work with hearing loss. They give state-of-the-art hearing tests, and they give state-of-the-art hearing aids. And the hearing protection up until just, the 2020s was inadequate. When I was in the Marine Corps as an infantry officer, they gave us those little foamies to stick in our ears.
Yeah, that ought to do it.
You know?
Yeah, right.
My dad was a rocket gunner in the Marine Corps, and they told him to put cigarette butts in his ears for hearing protection. You know, and he's almost completely deaf.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, rockets are loud.
Not a quiet place when you're serving anywhere. We're not using our indoor voices, that's for sure.
No, we're not.
You've got some great events coming up this month. You guys are very, very busy. Yes, tell us what kinds of things are happening in the month of September and perhaps beyond, whatever you have on your docket right now with the Tioga County Veterans Service Office.
Well, September is a huge month for us. It is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month for both veterans and active duty military. It's about 22 a day that between veterans and active duty military that choose to take their own life per day. It's about 660 per month. Today we'll be putting up our Field of the Fallen at the County Office Building at 56 Main Street. We'll be putting up 660 small American flags, and we'll have a dedication ceremony on September 8th at noon, where we're going to have a few speakers. I will tell you that military, veteran, and active duty suicides have touched this community more than once. We're going to have a couple speakers expressing their personal stories to bring awareness to this tragic situation. That's on September 8th. We do that every year. It's very well received by the community. And if you can't be there on the 8th, just stop by a minute and reflect on every one of those flags represent a life lost. That somebody who served this nation wrote that check saying, up to including my life, I pledge that to this country, and for whatever reason, they have lost their battle here at home. And when you look at the number, you extrapolate that out, it's very, 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 very harrowing when you think about the number of veterans in active duty military we lose on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. The next big event we have is one that we've been asked to do. We're going to be there. It's not really our event. It's the Newark Valley Historical Society is going to have at 5 o'clock on September 11th, Friday, September 11th, 5 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have a commemorative anniversary for the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. We're going to be there. I've been asked to MC it or kind of move the program along. I'm a retired state trooper. I responded to World Trade Center Ground Zero for about 10 weeks after 9/11 attacks in 2001. We've had one trooper from this local area who passed away early from a rare form of cancer. That was Ed Killick, who died a few years back. Eddie didn't make 60 years old. And I went to New York City with Eddie for 5 weeks out of the 10 or 12 weeks I was down there. We've had other troopers from the Owego Barracks who've been sick from the exposures down at Ground Zero. We're gonna have a 25th anniversary. It's going to be, some people are gonna speak, tell their stories, and first responders and some veterans who have served in the Global War on Terror. The program's gonna start and it's gonna stop at every minute of when, over the course of the hour of when the planes hit the two buildings, the Pentagon and the plane that was crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I applaud the North Valley Historical Society for doing this. It kind of came up and they took the bull by the horns and put this thing together. So we're very, very honored, asked to be there. And anybody who wants to come, show their respects for, it's been 25 years. To me, it's very hard to believe that it's been 25 years. To me, sometimes it seems like yesterday.
Still remember it like it was yesterday, yeah. For sure.
And one of the new events we have this year that we're really, really super excited about, going to kind of throw a challenge out there to the Owego area and the Waverly area. Get your vets to call and sign up for the Salute to Service tailgate at the Waverly Owego football game at the Waverly Memorial Stadium on September 18th. We're going to have a tailgate from 4:30 to 7 till kickoff. Every veteran and a guest gets into the game for free, and we're going to have some good tailgate food that's going to be provided by Sopranos. So a lot of people love Sopranos food, some Italian sausage and other good, yummy, good stuff there. And we're also going to have some of our veterans out on the field for the coin flip. We've been trying to see if we can get a World War II vet. There's only 66,000 left. There is one surviving in Tioga County who is not doing well. We're seeing if the family would come. We do have some Korean War vets coming, Vietnam, Gulf War, Global War on Terror, and the guys who people say it's peacetime, but in the Cold War vets. So any veteran, anybody who served in the armed forces, you call the office at 607-687-8222. Eight, right? Yeah, yeah. That's not my direct line, so I had to ask Jim if I got the number right. It's 8228, 687-8228. And sign up. And we just need you to sign up so we have enough food and drink there for everybody. I can tell you, both school districts have been extremely supportive of this. And we're going to try to make this an annual thing and expand it to some of the other school districts, you know, in the coming years. But this year, we know that the rivalry has really grown after what happened last year with Waverly beat Owego in the regular season, and then Owego came back and beat them in the sectional playoffs. And I think a lot of people were numb by that. The Owego Riverhawks had a stellar season, and you know, Waverly's got one of the better programs in the state. I think this is a good new rivalry, and it's a great idea to opportunity for us to have our vets come and enjoy the game and have something good to eat and celebrate their service. So
you gotta love a tailgate party.
Oh yeah, and they don't have to pay for nothing. And we're gonna have some giveaway prizes too. So some neat stuff happening with that event.
Perfect. You guys are very busy.
Yep. And our last big event, the biggest event we have of the year, is our Ruck for Them March on September 26th. Every year we start at the Waverly Glen, and we have a 5K ruck walk route in the village of Waverly. Waverly is always real supportive of this. They provide the park for us for free. We're going to have some entertainment. A lot of other agencies will be tabling their information and stuff. The registration starts at 8 a.m. and Cops for a Cause is providing the funds through the Waverly VFW for the breakfast that is going to be provided at 8 o'clock. We'll kick off the ruck at about 10, and then that afternoon we're going to have a a picnic lunch with live entertainment and stuff in the afternoon. It's also for suicide and active duty suicide awareness. It's something that it's our eighth year, I believe, we've been doing this. I can't say enough about the Village of Waverly. They support us. They give us it for free. The Waverly Police do the, you know, the security for the thing and stuff, and they do that at no cost to the to us. So it's kind of grown every year. We had about 200 participants last year. Once again, check us out on our Facebook page, Tioga County Veterans Service Agency. The application is there. Why for the application? So we have enough food to feed everybody. That's the big reason. And no, you don't have to do the walk to come enjoy some time with fellow veterans and to support our veterans. So we look forward to this event every year. So we do have a very busy September. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You guys are certainly working hard over there. We appreciate it. We support you and we support it. And great ideas, all of them. And of course, the hard work you guys do throughout the days, weeks, months, and years. And of course, thank you both for your service and for getting up early this morning to come join us on the WEBO morning show.
We're glad to be here. And thanks for all your support.
Thank you.
And Dennis Mullen, Tioga County Veteran Service Director, James Hoover, Tioga County Services, Veteran Services Officer, both from the Tioga County Veteran Service Office. 687-8228 is the phone number. Give these guys a call. They're open, by the way. Office hours, what are they at the county office building?
8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, every week except for when there's a holiday.
You can go to all these events and support the events. You can also find them in the office. They're there all the time, too. Yeah. Easy to find and help. And as we said earlier, sit down and figure out what kinds of benefits may be eligible to you as a veteran or a spouse or a family. Get them all hooked up and in the right direction. Dennis and James will help you do that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
8:34 on the WEBO Morning Show, 69 degrees. Good morning.